Zakta Mishnah Vayta Masechtas Megillah Perik Dalad Mishnah Beis. Tana continues to explain to us different zmanim for Kriya Satayra and how many people are called up then. Zakta Mishnah Berashay Chadashim or Bechelish Amayid, Narash Chaydish or Chalamayid. Kedar Naba, we call up four people, one more than on Monday, Thursday, or on Shabbos Be Mincha. And just like we said, never more or less than three on Monday, Thursday, or Shabbos Be Mincha, the same is true for the Shchaydish and Chalamayid, never more or less than four. Ein Paich Zemin, never less than four people, the Ein Maisifin Aleim, never more than four people. The reason there's one more than Monday and Thursday, and Shabbos Be Mincha, is to show the Cheshivas of Shchaydish and Chalamayid, being that there's a carbon musaf. The reason there's no more than four is, again, these are days that you can go to work and we don't want to hold the people back. Rosh Chodesh is mutter b'malacha, and Chalamayit is also mutter for things that are a davar ha'aveit, things that if I don't do it now, it's going to be a loss. The ayin maftirin b'navi, for the very same reason, not to be ma'akiv the tzibah that has to go to work, therefore there's no maftirin navi. Ha'paseich v'achoysim b'tayrim, v'varach lefaneo le'achreo. The first one called up to the Torah, that's the kayin. He makes the Asher Bracha Banu beforehand, and the Chaisim, the fourth one to be called up, he makes the Asher Nasa Lanu afterwards. Chiddush being, even though there are four people up here, we still say only one at the beginning and one at the end. We discussed in the previous Mishnah, the Chazal or Masakin, that each Oyla makes his own Bracha, before and afterwards. Zach, Klal, this is the rule, call any day, Sheyesh Bo Musaf, that has a Musaf, Ve'ini Yamtiv, but it's not a Yamtiv, there's no Isra Malacha. As explained, on Chalamayid, you can do malach if it's a davar avid, if you're going to lose out by not doing it. It's not just making money, you're going to lose money. And Rosh Chodesh too. Although Rosh Chodesh, the women didn't do malacha, but medina, it's mutter. So there are people that go to work, and therefore, we don't want to hold them back. Kader Nabah, we read only four. Zakta Mishnah Vayter b'yamtiv, during a regular yamtiv, where there's an Isra malacha, Rosh Hashanah, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, all Yom Tov, with the exception of Yom Kippur. Chamisha, we call up five people. And again, that's to show that there's a greater Kedusha to the day. What does Yom Tov have over Rosh Chodesh and Chalamoid? Well, the fact that it's Aser b'Malacha, at least Malachis that aren't Eichel Nefesh. You are allowed to cook or bake, things that you need for food, and other things that become Mutter as a result of that. B'Yom Kippurim, on Yom Kippur, we call up Shisha, six people. Because Yom Kippur has a milo over Yom Tov, that any type of malach is aser, even eichel nefesh, no cooking or baking, no carrying, and so on. B'Shabbos, on Shabbos Shiva, we call up seven people, because that has a milo over Yom Kippur. We see that in the Einish. Yom Kippur has an Einish karas. Shabbos is an Einish skila, b'dei adam. Now from the Einish, we see how important the mitzvah is. We're not stressing the Einish, we just stressing how much Kedusha this day has, that if someone violates it, there's so much Einish. So because Shabbos has a greater Einish, it must mean because Shabbos has a greater Kedusha. So like the Mishnah, ain't Parich Simeah, never less than the amounts over here that the Mishnah told us about. Never less than five on Yom Tov, six on Yom Kippur, and seven on Shabbos. Avol Masifin Aleim. But if you want to add, you can add. Only during the week, or on Rosh Chodesh, or Chalamoid, where people have to go to work and you're holding them back, there we don't add. And also Shabbos by Mincha, because it's after a long day. But on Yom Tov, or Yom Kippur, or Shabbos, where there's no Bittul Malacha, because you can't go to work anyway, then you're allowed to add as much as you want. That's how Rashi learns. Some learn that where it says Avol Masifin Aleihen, it refers only to Shabbos. On Shabbos, you can add more than seven, as indeed sometimes we do. But on Yom Tov or Yom Kippur, you're not supposed to add. Why? Because the whole point is that the amount of people we're calling up shows the Kiddush of the day. During the week, three, and Rosh Chodesh Chalamayit, four, and Yom Tov, five, Yom Kippur, six, if you're going to add. So we don't have that way of measuring the Kiddush of the day anymore. On Shabbos, where there's nothing higher, so there's no problem, but if on Yom Kippur you're going to call seven, so how do you see the difference between Yom Kippur and Shabbos? Or if on Yom Tov you're going to call up six, how do you see the difference between Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, and so on? Vayter zok the Mishnah on these days that there is an Isra Malacha, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos, and Maftir and Navi, we're Maftir and Navi. After Kriya Satori, we read from Sefer Nevi'im, Ein Yonah DeYoyma. Not stopping anyone from going to work. There's no work today. And the Mishnah concludes. Here too we say, and this is Medina de Mishnah, although this is not our minig, that only HaPoseach V'HaChoysen B'Toyra Mevarach Lefanel Yachreah. HaPoseach, the first one to get the Aliyah, even if there are seven Aliyahs. he makes the Asher Bachar Banu, the Hachaisim B'Taira, and the last one to get the Aliyah, he makes the Asher Nasan L'Taira Samas. Only the Pesach and the Chaisim, Amavarch L'Fanel L'Yachrea. And here too, as we explained, Chazal were Masakin afterwards that everyone should make their own bracha before and afterwards. So in this Mishnah, we learned that there is a Seder to how many people you call up. We were reminded that in the previous Mishnah we learned Monday and Thursday and Shabbos by Mincha, three, no more or less. Rosh Chodesh and Chodesh El Mayad, four, because it has Musaf. So we go up one more, but no more and no less. And there's no Maftar Benavi, there shouldn't be any Bittul Malacha. On Yom Tif, we call up five, because Yom Tif has more Chashivas, meaning that there's an Isser Malacha, at least for things that are not Eichel Nefesh. On Yom Kippur, we call up six, because there's a greater Isser Malacha, even for things that are Eichel Nefesh. No cooking, no carrying on Yom Kippur. And the carrying is only because B'toch Shehitchul Letzarech, Chutunam Yishaloy Letzarech, as the Beis Hillel hold. So, there's no Eichel Nefesh in Yom Kippur. And every time there's more Chashivas to the day, we go up one person in terms of how many people we call up. On Shabbos, where there's an Isser Malacha and there's no cooking, and the Einish is the worst for someone who's Mechal Shabbos, there's Skila that shows us how Chashiv Shabbos is. It shows us the Kiddusha of Shabbos. It shows us the great Schar for someone who fulfills Shabbos. Here we call up seven. It says, Ein Paichsin Mehen Avol Meisif. And then we said, some of the Shainim learn that refers to all of the days that there's no Malacha. You're allowed to add on if you want. Others learn, no, only on Shabbos, because the other days, you're going to confuse people. The whole point is to show the Kiddush of the day by how many people you're calling up. So if you call up six on Yom Tov and Hanami, there's no problem because no one's going to work anyway, but we do have a problem because how are you going to see the difference between Yom Tov and Yom Kippur and so on? Although in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Pei Beis, it says you could add on Yom Tov, but our minhag is that we don't add on Yom Tov and Yom Kippur. The only time we would call more than the amounts of people mentioned in the Mishnah is on Shabbos. Sometimes we have to give more people aliyahs. There may be a yard site or simchas, and we have more than seven people that need aliyahs, and that has to work out to Zakayan. So you can add as many people as you want, provided that anyone that gets an aliyah has at least three psukim.